KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The grand opening of the Norton Sound Health Corporation's new hospital and Kliana Care Center takes place tomorrow. The ribbon-cutting ceremony outside the new hospital will take place at 2 in the afternoon, followed by hospital dedication and guest speakers. From 3:30 to 5 o'clock, there will be guided tours of the facility with a celebration reception at 5:30 tomorrow evening. And Victoria Erickson is the chief of the Nome Volunteer Ambulance Department, and according to the governor, she's the best emergency medical services administrator in the state of Alaska. The Governor's Council on EMS named Erickson Administrator of the Year last weekend. Erickson has been an active member of the Volunteer Ambulance Department for almost 20 years. She took over as chief in 2009. Tom Vaden, the secretary of the NVAD, says Erickson's leadership has improved the quality of Nome's emergency care.
So she has contributed significantly to the performance of the ambulance department. She took over as chief just a few years ago, but she's got a new ambulance and we're getting newer equipment that's incredibly expensive, but really needed to provide the best service we can to the citizens of Nome.
The Administrator of the Year Award is the second Governor's Award for Erickson. She won Provider of the Year several years ago. Vaden says receiving a Governor's Council EMS Award is a significant achievement.
I don't really think people kind of understand how big a deal that is. A lot of people get nominated. Very few people get chosen. And there's probably a handful of people in the state that have two awards. I mean, you're competing statewide with EMS professionals. I mean, that's a big deal. And I think the citizens of Nome are very, very fortunate to have a professional like Vicki at the helm of the ambulance department.
Erickson received the award at the Southern Regional EMS Symposium in Anchorage last weekend. Also at the symposium, NVAD members Scott Johnson and Danielle Sylvester competed in the statewide skills competition. They placed second, earning a trophy and $100 for Nome's ambulance department. Senator Donnie Olson was reelected last week and now serves the largest district in the country. It was announced this week that Senator Olson will serve on the powerful Senate Finance Committee. Senator Olson has represented the interests of Northwest Alaska for the past 12 years in the Senate. Senator John Coghill of North Pole said Olson brings regional perspective, including Arctic policy, and perspective on Alaska Native issues valuable to the legislature. Senator Olson is also a medical doctor and a pilot and joins the new Senate majority. Alaskans voting to approve bonding Proposition A on November 6th, which will apportion $453.5 million for transportation and construction throughout the state. Alaska Journal of Commerce reports that funding will support 35 port and road development and maintenance projects, but it will only cover some of the costs. For example, $10 million will be allocated to the Port of Nome for work on expansion. The estimated cost for the project is approximately $182 million. Anchorage and other areas in the southern and eastern parts of the state will also receive finances from Proposition A, which was supported by 57% of Alaska voters. Senator Mark Begich plans to propose changes to a 2004 law that provides incentives for an Alaskan natural gas pipeline project. Currently, perks under the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Act, including authorization for a federal loan guarantee, apply to a project that would bring gas from Alaska's North Slope to the continental U.S. Over the last year, the focus has shifted away from that toward a liquefied natural gas project that would allow for overseas exports. Begich is looking at proposing that the benefits be extended to any natural gas project bringing North Slope gas to market. A Begich spokesperson says before formally introducing the bill, Begich will consult with affected parties, including oil companies, federal agencies, and TransCanada, which holds an exclusive license to build a pipeline. Residents in Talkeetna are concerned that someone is setting fires in their town. The most recent fire happened over the weekend in two vacant residences across the street from each other. Firefighters were called to a fire at a trailer on Saturday night. The trailer was a total loss. Firemen the next day were called to put out a fire at a log home near the same location. The home is salvageable. The weekend fires followed a major conflagration on November 1st that destroyed several buildings in the downtown area. Talkeetna has about 900 residents. A magnitude 6.4 earthquake was reported yesterday morning in the Gulf of Alaska. No tsunami warnings were issued, and there were no reports of damage despite it being felt across a large part of southern Alaska. Earthquake experts say it was not strong enough to generate a tsunami threat to Hawaii. The quake struck about 150 miles south of Cape Yakutaga. The aurora borealis is expected to be visible over parts of the state this week. The Geophysical Institute at the University of Alaska Fairbanks predicts a moderate level of visibility for northern lights tonight and tomorrow from Barrow to Bethel and other southeastern areas of the state. The price of gold in New York is down $1.70 an ounce to $1,728.10, an ounce of silver up 12 cents to $32.64, and a pound of zinc at 85 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected to arrive in Nome at 9:05 this morning and depart to Anchorage on time at 10:02. It's unofficially 26 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.